A politician can withstand, perhaps even revel in, the attacks of his opponents. Often his troubles start when he embarrasses his own party.
NPR's senior news analyst, Daniel Shore.
So it was that the beginning of the end for red-baiting Senator Joe McCarthy came when Republican Senator Margaret Chase Smith denounced him in a declaration of conscience and Ralph Flanders of Vermont introduced a motion of censure. President Nixon's decision to resign, so he wrote in his memoirs, came when conservative Senator Barry Goldwater led a delegation of colleagues to the Oval Office and said that he himself was leaning towards voting for impeachment. So now the aggressive House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay, in trouble with colleagues, many of them beholden to him for money-raising and a few for gerrymandering of their districts. His trouble is of two sorts. First, alleged ethical lapses in money-raising and accepting favors and foreign trips from lobbyists for foreign countries, including Russia and South Korea. Perhaps, and perhaps more damaging, his intervention in the Schiavo controversy, an effort to divert attention from his own problems with ethics and the law. After Mrs. Schiavo's death, DeLay denounced what he called an out-of-control judiciary and vowed that the judges will have to answer for their behavior, suggesting the possibility of impeachment. That was apparently too much for Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who had joined DeLay in driving home the resolution, calling on the courts to review the case. Frist stated that he believed the courts had acted in a fair and independent way. DeLay is also in some trouble with his own constituents. In a Houston Chronicle poll, 45% said they would vote for somebody else if the congressional election were held today, and only 38% said they would stick with DeLay. Representative Roy Blount, the number 3 Republican in the House, said today he saw no wavering in support for the leader. But the tough majority leader appears to be in that troublesome zone where some colleagues and some constituents are shaking their heads about him. This is Daniel Shore.